We were speaking yesterday about alamat al-khawf. And we said that there are three signs for khawf. The kasra, which is the original sign, and it's the ya and fatha. We said that the kasra is a sign for khawf in three places. Al-ism al-mufrad al-munsarif. Mufrad al-munsarif. جمع التكسير المنصرف الجمع المؤنث السالم. Today we are with the second sign for خف, and it is الياء. الياء as يعني replacement of the فتحة or of the كسرة, as a replacement for the كسرة. Here Ibn Ajibum says, وأما الياء فتكون علامة للخفض في ثلاثة مواضع في الأسماء الخمسة وفي التثنية والجمع في الأسماء الخمسة وفي التثنية والجمع في الأسماء الخمسة وفي التثنية والجمع. الأسماء الخمسة we already know them. أب أخ حم فو ذو. Whenever they are in رفع position, let's take a sentence and exercise it. Exercise the three cases. The رفع نصب خفض. Say جاء أبوك. فأبوك هي الإشفاع المرفوع and the sign for الرفع is واو because it is from الأسماء الخمسة. Same thing with جاء أخوك, جاء حموك, جاء ذو مال, نطق أفوك. نعم. And now when we want to put it in the نصب position, رأيت أباك, رأيت أخاك, رأيت حماك, رأيت ذا مال, رأيت فاكا. We see all as the alif because it is منصوب here. And when we wanted to and we want to use it in the خفض position, we say سلمت على أبيك, سلمت على أخيك, سلمت على حميك, سلمت على ذي مال, وسمعت من فيك. So we see the ya in all these nouns now because it is in the خفض position. So it is اسم مجرور وعلامة جره الياء نيابة عن الكسرة لأنه من الأسماء الخمسة. We have also the tathniya, which is the mutanna. We said that the mutanna in the rab' position, the sign for it would be the alif. You say, جَاءَ الرَّجُلَانِ جَاءَتِ الْبِنْتَانِ. نعم, this is مذكر المؤنث. جَاءَ الرَّجُلَانِ مذكر, مُثَنَّى, two, دول, جَاءَتِ الْبِنْتَانِ, مُؤَنَّى, feminine, دول. طيب, we say الولدان البنتان هي فاعل مرفوع علامة رفعين ألف لأنه مثنى. And when we want to put it in the نصب position, the sign for نصب here is the ياء, as we explained before. So we say رأيت الولدين ورأيت البنتين. So الولدين مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه الياء لأنه مثنى. البنتين مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه الياء لأنه مثنى. In the general position it's the same thing. You say سلمت على الولدين, سلمت على البنتين. So الولدين and البنتين here is اسم مجرور ب على and the sign for جر here or خط is the يا because it is مثنى. Same thing with جمع المذكر السالم. مشتد جمع المذكر السالم من الرابع position the واو will be the sign for رابع. But in the next it is the يا to be the sign. Example. جاء المسلمون. فالمسلمون هي الفاعل مرفوع على مترفع الواو لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. Because it is جمع مذكر سالم. رأيت المسلمين. المسلمين هي مفعول به منصوب وعلامة نصبه الياء لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. واندخل سلمت على المسلمين. والمسلمين اسم مجرور بعلى وعلامة جره الياء لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. So these are the three positions of the ya as a replacement for the kasra. And the last sign for khab is the fatha. Is the fatha. And it is as a replacement of the kasra. As a replacement of the kasra. Says here. عبد الأجر روم سيد وأما الفتحة فتكون علامة الخفض في الاسم الذي لا ينصرف. سيد the فتحة is a sign for خفض only in the noun that is ممنوع لا ينصرف means ممنوع من الصرف means you cannot make a تنوين to it. الممنوع من الصرف ممنوع من الصرف is ممنوع من الصرف for reasons ممنوع من الصرف is a noun that has one of the following reasons. First is that it is علم and علم means a noun, not when we say alam, it means this is once it is mentioned, the listener will understand one particular thing. If you say man, the listener will know it is a masculine. Or a man of mankind. When you say rajul, this is a man of mankind. When you say imra'a, immediately I'll understand that it is a female of mankind. Like when I say sour, I will immediately understand that it is a male of cow. And when you say bakara, I immediately understand that it is a female of cow. And when you say bakar, I immediately understand that these are the cows. Whether male or female doesn't doesn't emphasize, but it shows that it is the animal which is called bakar, cow, and the like. So this is the alam, the proper noun. Right. So besides that it is a proper noun, we have six other reasons with every one of these six reasons, it must be alam. It must be alam. Right. And it is written there in the Tuhfa Saniya in the e-book. Right. The first reason besides alam, said alamiya, is ta'neef, that it is feminine, but with a sign other than alif. Because to make the noun feminine, you have either alif, like Shayma, alif mamduda, or Salma, alif maqsura. That is alif. We are not talking about the alif now. We have the ta' marbuta, like Fatima, Khadija, Hafsa, and also the names used for men like Hamza, Talha, Urwa. All these are names ended up with Ta Marbuta. Ta Marbuta. So, when it is a noun, when it is a proper noun, Alam, and it is ended with Ta Marbuta, then it is mamnu' min as-sarf. You cannot give tanwin for it. And whenever it is in the jar position or khaf position, you cannot use kasra, but you use fatha. As you say, for example, safartu min makkata. You don't say safartu min makkati. You say safartu min al-riyadi ila al-dammami. But you say safartu min makkata ila juddata. سافرت من مكة إلى جدة. Right? Also, with the same reason, which is feminine without alif, there are nouns that are used for feminine, although it does not have a sign. Like Zainab, Hind. Now, Zainab, Hind, Tamadur. These all nouns used for feminine, but they don't have any sign for feminine. We said that there are signs for feminine, like Alif Mamduda, like Asma, Shayma, Khansa. Alif maqsura, like Salma, Arwa, and ta' marbuta, like Fatima, Khadija, Hafsa, Urwa, Talha, Hamza. And we have some other feminine nouns, some other feminine names that does not have any sign, like Zainab, Hind. Okay, now, ممنوع من الصرف besides عالمية, the reason for منع for ممنوع من الصرف besides عالمية is to be feminine but with any other sign other than the alif. Is that clear? Any question in regard to this? نعم يا فريحة طالبة علم. Can you please repeat? طيب طالبة علم what's your question? شيخ can you repeat? طيب I will repeat from the beginning. I said that the أسماء the asma, the nouns, any name, is ما مصروف منصرف منصرف means you can use تنوين at the end محمد علي like that right some names we cannot use تنوين we cannot use تنوين with why there are reasons there are let's just summarize it there are 9 reasons count them with me please there are 9 reasons to prevent the noun from as-sarf what we call as-sarf as-sarf is the tanween What are these? First, Al-Alamiyya. What is Alamiyya? Now I'm trying to explain to you. Alamiyya is the proper noun. It is the noun that whenever is mentioned, you immediately understand something particular. As I gave example, I said, whenever I say Rajul, immediately you will know that it is a male of mankind. Whenever I say Imra'ah, you immediately understand that it is a female of mankind. Whenever I say Nisa', you know that it is the females of mankind. Whenever I say Thawr, you immediately know that it is the male of cows. Whenever I say Baqarah, you know that it is the female of cows. When I say Baqar, you know that it the whole thing makes male and female of cows. So this gives you yani, a particular meaning. That is the alam. That is the alam. Okay. So the first reason of 6 nouns that ممنوع من الصرف is عالمية. Count with me please. We have 6 reasons beside the عالمية. Besides the alamiya. So the first one, alamiya plus ta'neef min ghayri alif. Ta'neef min ghayri aw bi ghayri alif. What do we mean by ta'neef bi ghayri alif? We mean ta'neef means feminine. And feminine is the feminine name in Arabic is known by either the alif mamduda, alif mamduda, extended alif, which is followed by hamza, that is called extended alaik, asma, as you see, asma is hamza, seen, mim, alif, extended alif, and hamza after. And then we have shayma. We have khansa, this all with alif. Feminine with alif. We have feminine with, this is alif mamduda. We have feminine with alif maqsura, like Selma. The alif looks like ya, but without two dots beneath. And arwa. And salwa. Najwa. Huda and the like. All these are ended with alif maqsura. Alif maqsura is the alif that looks like ya, but without two dots beneath. Right. Now, the other kind of feminine, we have 3 kinds of feminine. With alif mamduda, with alif maqsura. With ta marbuta. The third is with ta marbuta. Ta marbuta, which has the ta marbuta at the end of it, like Fatima, Aisha, Khadija, Hafsa, and these also can be with masculine, like Hamza, Talha, Urwa, like that. And we have fourth kind of feminine that is not, that doesn't have any sign, but it is used by the Arabs as feminine noun, like Hind, Zainab, and the like. Right. What we want from all these four kinds of feminine here, only two, to add it to alamiya, and this will make it mamnu' min al-sarf. What are these two? Either the one ended with ta' marbuta, like Fatima, Aisha, Hamza, Talha, or that has no sign, that is only known by the Arab that it is a feminine name, like Zainab, Hind, Tamadur. So when we find the noun which is Alam and it is Mu'annath, it is feminine, but it does not have alif, neither mamduda nor maqsura, then we know that this is mamnu'an min al-sarf. Then we know that it is mamnu'an min al-sarf. Is that clear? Fariha al-talibat al-ilm. Is that clear so far? Everyone else. Is that clear so far? Alhamdulillah. Right. Let's take example. I gave examples. I said, if I want to use Al-Riyad and Al-Dammah, I would say, Safartu min Al-Riyad, you please tell me